Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider, going to join us in about 20 minutes from right now. Get his thoughts on everything going on. The NFL going into week 11, obviously some Falcons thoughts given their current situation. We'll let you hear from Raheem Morris in just a few minutes as well, as he met with the media earlier today and gave some updates on injuries, among other things. And we'll get to an AMA at 1:40, where we will answer any questions that you have on any topic to wrap the show up. Mic's off.
I guess they're having some kind of meeting, like big wigs and everything, because you can smell the food.
Oh.
Remember they used to feed us?
Yeah.
But no, I was laughing because I saw Greg out in the lobby and by the elevator. Let's go, what's up? What's up? What's going on, homie? Trying to stay out the way. I love Fraser. Like, he's one of the funniest people ever.
Greg Street's one of the funniest people ever.
But I just like them old G set, the sayings and everything. Favorite, like, Uncle's like, hey, what's up, Uncle? What's going on, nephew? Doing all right? Yeah, man, about to head out going on over there. All right, man, don't get nothing on you. Like, that's just like the don't get nothing on you. Like, what the hell?
Just good advice.
What the hell are you talking about? Don't get nothing on you.
Because it could mean anything.
It could mean anything in the world, man.
But it's,
this is like the greatest phrase alive, my uncle said. Hey, don't get nothing on you. Walk to the stove.
Just trying to stay out of the way, though.
Yeah, yeah. I love that line by Greg Street. Just trying to stay out of the way.
But I think he means it, though.
He does.
Like, Greg Street comes, he does his job. He does what he's supposed to do. He's great at it.
He
doesn't ruffle any feathers, and he goes home and he goes fishing.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
He goes to the Falcons game on Sunday. He'll do a little live stream. He might pop up in the back of it every once in a while.
Right.
He goes to the Hawks games. He's got his appearances. He does a ton of community service work.
Yes.
Like, Greg Street's an amazing guy.
Yes, he is.
But, yeah, he goes about his business.
About his business, man.
And he goes home.
Staying out the way. Exactly what he just said.
That's great.
Well, that's awesome, man.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I remember they used to have the means to cater the food. You remember,
sandwich platters.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, pre-pandemic.
Hey, there's some food down there, man.
Yeah.
Y'all want to grab some breakfast or something? Mm. You know what?
Our company did, we went bankrupt last year, so
yeah, but
trying to make it back.
You know what they need to do? They need to put it on Nate Flow.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. That's just smell it all the way down here. They got room on the 8th.
Well, and the funny thing, too, about them on the 8th floor is, like, they'll do that and have food down there and nobody will know. And if, heaven forbid, somebody ever brings us catering or something like that,
and
like
a sponsor,
they'll all be up here in 5 seconds.
Yep.
I was like, I heard you guys had some barbecue.
Eating all our damn chicken wings.
Yeah,
all
right. right? Yeah. Just go expense another lunch or something like that. Wait, yeah. I'm just kidding. The 8th floor people have been doing a great job.
Yeah, they do. But I just,
we're loving it.
But but damn, it do smell good. It smell like they got some yams.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I can smell yams. Damn. Handy yams.
Me too. Yeah. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Yams and pot liquor.
But I believe it's looking good. It's looking good. And then obviously, hopefully, I'm talking about that to you next week.
So week 12, we could see him back.
I hope so. I think so. I believe so. Don't want to give you any guarantees. You know, not Dr. Hammond, but it looks good.
There you go. Raheem Morris with the most positive update. We haven't really gotten any update because he's been on the IR, but right. Kind of a optimistic sounding comment on Divine Diablo.
Yeah.
Again, no, non-committal, no reason to be committal as to his timeline, but that'd be really great if you could get him back going into next week's game, which would be against the Saints. Won't have him this week. Need to win anyway. You got the Carolina Panthers, and even without Divine Diablo, you lost to him with Divine Diablo the first time.
That is true.
So you should be able
to. Betty hung up on
you. Yes. Maybe it's not that big of a deal this weekend. But, good. Obviously, you want. Bergeron had a day-to-day comment on him, too. So you'd love to get your offensive line back as close to full strength as you could. I mean, it's never going to be fully full strength because you lost your starting right tackle in training camp, and then the backup got hurt like the week before that, and we found out Storm Norton's going back on IR, he's not coming back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the process of Carolina, you got to dive all the way in, and you got to be, you know, to a point where, like, and we keep talking about it, and you're looking down where they got this team next, they got so-and-so down the road. No, you got to get one. You got to get this one Sunday. And then you go from there, and you go from there. Trying to project right now, it's just not – it's just silly, especially with this team.
Yeah, there's nothing.
There's nothing guaranteed with this team, other than they're going to frustrate the hell out of
us. And anything projected is just going to be negative.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Any season long project, I saw a 5% chance to make the playoffs. Don't pay attention to that. They have a higher than 5% chance of winning Sunday.
Yeah.
So focus on that.
They got to focus on that because you can't get to that negative 5% that they're talking about until you get, you know, until it's actually out of reach, and it's not. I know it still is a lot of ball left. It still is a lot
the
of ball.
The season's only half over.
And then I look at it from a standpoint where picture Brian Dable walking in the snow. But I'm just like, it's really right there. But you just got to take care of business one game at a time. And the most important game on this schedule right now is Sunday afternoon in the Benz against Carolina. Most important game. All right? You ain't won a damn game in a month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
You ain't won a game in a damn month. Ain't played well in nine halves. You know, because I mean, the second half of Buffalo game was all right.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It wasn't great.
You haven't played like a good half
you
of football
good,
since the first half.
You know, but I'm saying you played. I don't mean to say you didn't play good because you didn't win. You played good in other halves, in other quarters, in other drives in these four games that you lost, but you ain't won. And that's what I'm saying. Like, let's get a win. Let's get a victory Monday. Let's get some juice in the damn locker room. I know we were talking. They saw the video of Michael Pitts talking to Archie after the game, and he looked hell yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
What the hell he supposed to look like?
I don't know.
They got their ass whipped. They just lost another game.
I know.
And you know, and I love talking to Arch. I swear, I would talk ball with Arch all damn day. But I just lost. I don't want to talk to Arch. I don't want to explain why we lost. So, no, I ain't going to be in no good damn mood.
I know.
I'm not going to be in no good chippery mood.
So I had the experience with this one of, like, I hadn't seen the video until I had heard a lot of people react to the video. So maybe I was expecting it to be worse than it was.
Yeah.
And then I watched it, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's just Michael Penix being mad that they've lost a bunch of games in a row. Like, which, why wouldn't he be?
I don't want to be.
What's he supposed to look like and sound like?
You look dejected. I don't want to look injected. All right? I don't want to look like I'm into this. I'm mad.
I know.
He's lost.
Exactly. Because there's again, we know what it is. There's no winning when you've lost. He could have come on there and what? Is he going to give a rally cry?
Yeah.
Is that what you expect? Like, is that what he's. But then people will be like, he's too happy.
Yeah. he's upbeat for a guy that just got their ass whipped.
Here's the other thing I'll say. I don't know. maybe it would have sounded and looked like a little bit different. It probably would have, because all he was saying was, I need to get it fixed. I need to play better. Had they won four in a row, he'd be like, yeah, it's good, but, you know, we got to. He wouldn't have sounded that different or looked that different had they won four in a row or lost four in a row.
Right.
The words would have just been a little bit different.
Yeah.
But Mike's not giving rah-rah speeches, man. He's not doing that. That's just not his personality. And it was stoic before the season started. Always stoic. He's focused. Man. And now they're not winning, and so now it's the same thing with everything. It's like winning and losing completely changes the way people perceive things, which I get, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course it does, because it's the only thing that matters in sports. Winning and money.
Winning and money, the most important thing, man. But no, they just got to get one. They got to get one. They got to go up here and play well. They got to keep drives in line. They got to freaking cover kicks. Like Dave said, know your damn assignment. If you're the safety, you don't get pinned inside. Because like, you know what they're doing? There's nobody outside of you because you're the safety. So all the other guys have to peel back over. So, I mean, just little things like that. Get the damn checks. Get the checks. Fit the play right. Because you're going to have to fit the run against this team because they want to run the football.
The best performance that the Falcons have had in a single game against the run was against the Carolina Panthers, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd they give up?
110. That's not that bad.
That's not bad.
110's not bad.
That's not bad
4.07 yards per carry.
Okay.
That's not that bad.
No.
Last week they gave up 7 yards per carry.
Yeah, but how much is that on a 1 touchdown run?
You want me to do the math?
No, because
it
really
doesn't change it that much. Okay,
not really.
They gave up 320 yards on the ground. We could subtract 80. It's still 240. Okay, it still was the worst they've done against the run. And they're a bottom 5 team in the NFL. However you want to slice it against the run. Maybe the Panthers didn't know that yet in week 3. Kyle Shanahan hadn't given the blueprint to the whole league yet on how to beat the Falcons. No, they have. And since that 49ers game, they've given up 174 that night, 141 the next week, 5 yards per carry against New England. New England threw the ball a lot more.
Yeah.
And then 323 yards on the ground last week. So, yeah. They know what they need to fix.
Yeah, man. You got it. It's about fits. It's about leverage. But more important, it's about whipping ass. You know what I mean? It's about getting that guy off of you and making the play. That's what you know, when you know a team's coming in, we know this. And Ra and Brick and all them, even the damn players know this. They're coming, and my man, I keep referring to my man Art, they're coming to shorten your neck. They're coming to hit Atlanta in the face because, God, I sit there and they got their ass whooped, got 5 touchdowns dropped them last year here. They're knowing that they can beat Atlanta by doing that because they've watched the blueprint before. They know that Atlanta's pass defense is pretty damn good. They are struggling in the pass game. Leggett's not having a good season. Mm-hmm. I know, what's the young boy from Arizona? He's a little banged up.
Tate McMillan.
Yeah, Tate, he's a little banged up too. Yeah. And so they're going to come in here and they're going to try. And that's what I go back to what you said in the first segment. Get a lead.
Yeah.
Get a lead.
Get a lead. Because here's another stat. I know we focus a lot on the Falcons get to 30 and they win on offense.
Yep.
If they don't let the opponent get to 30 carries on defense, they win too.
Yeah.
They're 3-0 in those games.
Hmm.
Minnesota had 19 because they had the lead.
Yep.
Now, didn't have a big lead, but Minnesota had 19 attempts. Washington had 22 attempts, and Buffalo had 24 attempts. Since then, 39, 37, 33, 41.
There it is.
And that's there it is.
There it is.
You have to find a way to stop the run so they can't just do it every single time. And if you have a lead, then they have to throw anyway. Plus also, and again, I don't want to get too crazy on this because his record against the Falcons is really good. Quarterback's not playing good in Carolina.
No, he's not.
Like he'll give you the game. He'll throw you the ball. He'll turn it over. I mean, he's just not having a good career.
No.
Let alone season. But he's not having a good career. Except for against the Falcons.
Then he starts throwing no look touchdown passes.
Yeah, that did happen.
I'm talking about candy yams, you damn dorks. All right. I said yams and pot liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you meant.
Bunch of damn dorks.
I know what you meant. But I mean, no.
What?
I mean, you can the other one too, though.
No. Whatever, man.
You can.
Bunch of dorks. You talking about trying to use my words against me?
I mean, you're the, what are you? The yam committee? You're the, I know you're a knight, but you're the chairman of the yam committee.
Yeah, but I don't like.
I would assume you'd use all 5 senses on them.
I'm not talking about nothing to come out the oven, man.
I know that.
However you cook your yams.
All right. Mark Schlereth is going to join us next. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Game.
Free Yeti cooler?
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Just for signing up? With Ackerman?
Why not?
You should sign up with Ackerman anyway and get a cooler. Goodness gracious.
The steal.
It is. It's a steal of a deal. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open. Call us up. Ask us anything. 1:20 on Wednesdays is when Mark Schlereth joins the show. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Hosted the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And as always, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good.
Pretty good. Let me ask you this, because I think what I mean by this is sort of like, what's the national perception on what's happening here? But when you are, and maybe you're not even doing it because they're not rising to the level, but if you're talking the Falcons on your podcast right now, what's the topic?
Yeah, I think probably learning how to win close games, you know, execution in critical moments. You know, and they did that. Yeah, I mean, they did that. And I'm sitting in, and I'll be honest with you guys, like, I didn't watch the whole game, but I was sitting in the broadcast booth getting ready for my game, had that game up, and we're kind of watching it as I was doing some prep stuff and kind of setting up the booth. And, you know, you watch it, and you get a lead, and then you give up an 83-yarder to Jonathan Taylor. Now, Jonathan Taylor's a hell of a player, and I think he's this year's MVP. Of course, you know, I talked about it on my podcast today. You know, quarterbacks play quarterback. They don't play football. And so I think MVPs, like, you got your own quarterback award. So I think he's the MVP of the year of the season. But, he takes one 83 yards down the sideline. And, you know, and then you come back and you go ahead, and then you give you give it back up. And so it's learning in those critical moments in the end of the game and in those situations, how to get a stop, how to
how to make a play, how to, you know, how to play at your best when your best is required. And I think there's part of that that's a learning curve. There's part of that that you just have to kind of learn how to do it. And they're trying to figure that out right now in Atlanta.
What do you think of the NFC South as far as, you know, Carolina? Obviously, they disappointed, lost last week. You just talked about the Falcons. Tampa, another loss. I mean, hell, only team that won last week in the NFC South was the damn New Orleans Saints. What do you think of the, what do you think of South?
Well, I still think that Tampa Bay is, you know, is the best team. They've had a ton of injuries. Obviously, they lost Mike Evans for the year. They've had other injuries at the receiver position. Their offensive line has been, you know, battered up, and they have had a bunch of guys miss. But I still think Baker is playing, you know, at a really high level. I just think – I think the South is – it's really interesting because we keep waiting for Atlanta to kind of, you know, to kind of do what they need to do to take hold of that division, or at least be competitive with Tampa in that division. You know, ultimately, you look at Carolina, and you know, Carolina is interesting to me because I think if push came to shove, and you really ask me, do I believe you can win? Yeah, I believe you can win, but do I believe your quarterback can win you games? No, I don't. I don't believe that he can. And so that's the situation going forward. You know, have you found your guy there? And the answer is probably not. And then New Orleans is really interesting to me because they don't have a ton of talent. And yet, you know, Tyler Shuck played really well in that game against Carolina. I thought he was pretty impressive. You know, they're in a 2-3 year rebuilding process and they know it. Mm. And so like, you know what you're kind of into there. From a coaching standpoint, but like to me, I look at Atlanta and you're sitting there going, gosh, if you guys could speed up the process of kind of learning how to be at your best in these critical moments, you guys could really compete for that division in the South.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. What do you make of the season that Matt Stafford's putting together at his age for the Rams?
Dude, that dude is all balls. I mean, he just stands in the pocket and delivers strikes, and he'll take hits. And, you know, I mean, that guy is – he is so good, and it's so much fun to watch. And then the other thing, just from a organizational standpoint, their ability to kind of use what's at their disposal, you know. And, like, they really had a couple of years ago, they had kind of an off year. They went ahead, they started working on developing defensive line, you know, and having difference makers on the edge, and they revamped their kind of front seven. And then, you know, offensive line-wise, they did that as well. And now one of the big things, I remember doing games with the Rams where, you know, they were constantly – I remember one year where Sean McVay had them in three-wide personnel. I think 98% of the time they were in that. And now you watch them, and they're the number one team in football as far as two tight end, three tight end formations. And all those guys are 6'5", 250. They can all run, and they can all block. And not just in the run game, but in pass protection. And so, you know, and I'm a big believer in this, right? You get heavier, you get big like that, and defenses have to respond. And, like, I like to get as many fat people on the field as possible because this is science. Fat people don't run as fast as skinny people. That's science. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Wow.
But, like, you get those big guys on the defensive side of the ball on the football field, and now all of a sudden all my 6'5", 250 tight ends can run like the wind. Like, it just has been – they've cut people up. And you get through the first quarter, the second quarter, Matthew Stafford's already completed it to 9 different receivers. It's amazing to watch. It's been really cool.
They got a big one this weekend going to play Seattle. I think Seattle's for real. I don't know, Stick, in your opinion, are some people looking at it from a standpoint whether Sam Darnold is still their quarterback?
Yeah, I'm sure that they are, but Sam Darnold's playing exceptional football. And the other thing is, the way they're running their offense, you know, they're going to run the football and they're going to set up their play action. And Smith and Jigba has been big time. And what people don't realize is, like, they made that trade for Rashid Shaheed. Oof, that was easy for me to say. And remember that Clint Kubiak was coaching him last year in New Orleans.
That's right.
So he goes seamlessly over to Seattle. And that dude can run like a, I mean, that guy can run like a deer. That dude just goes, he's a goer. And so it's just another layer to their offense, off their play action stuff, off their boot keep game. They do a phenomenal job, but I love the fact that they are established. They know exactly what they want to be, kind of who they are, what they want to be. And that team is, they're playing really, really good football. And I think defensively, they're playing outstanding. And, you know, it was funny. I did Seattle right after a loss where they just really played poorly on the defensive side of the ball. And talking to Mike McDonald, who is their head coach and their defensive play caller, and he's like, hey, listen, man, I just told the guys, unacceptable. You dive at people's ankles, you don't get a play for me. And, you know, and I love the kind of no-nonsense. I'm not worried about your feelings. I'm worried about us being good. And, you know, I appreciate kind of like how well he coaches the game, how he communicates the game to his players, and how demanding he is. And I just think it's cool to see. It's refreshing to see, you know, in a day and age where we're so concerned about everybody's feelings being okay, that he doesn't seem to have that kind of gene in him, which I appreciate.
What do you think about, you know, what's going on in New York as they have fired Brian Daboll? And I know, you know, they weren't winning, but then I hear this all about the quarterback getting hurt and state, you're old school. I'm old school. I look at it. He's just playing. What else were they going to do with that offense? So what'd you think about that Giants job?
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I thought they should have gone. I thought it was foolish for them to go Russ for three or four games. Anyhow, I thought they should have started that Jackson Dart from the beginning. Right. And then part of it is Jackson Dart's ability to keep himself healthy. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're out there scrambling on the edge, and I look at Brian Daboll, like, you got to look back throughout his career. When he first got to Buffalo as the offensive coordinator and they drafted Josh Allen, and there was a ton of quarterback-designed runs, especially down in the red zone. And part of that is, hey, man, you've got to keep yourself healthy. Like, you see the guys coming at you. And, you know, you can't be a hero. This is not college football. This is the NFL. It's just different. And so part of that is I'm going to call these plays, but it's incumbent upon you as the quarterback not to get your brains bashed in.
Right.
And, you know, Jackson didn't do a good job of that. And so Brian Daboll did it with Josh Allen. Remember, Josh Allen was, you know, completing 53% of his passes or something horrific when he first got there. He was not the Josh Allen we see today. And Brian helped him get through that. And then the couple of years he was with the Giants when he had Daniel Jones, remember, they went to the playoffs, I think, in Daboll's first year with Daniel Jones. And there was a ton of quarterback design runs and play action and the RPO game with Daniel Jones. And that's where he really thrived. And so that was, hey, man, this is how you get a quarterback who's not, you know, I mean, is growing and is learning the game and is not ready just to be a drop back guy. This is how you get this guy, you know, get this guy to play at a really high level without just being straight drop back. And so a lot of that to me was on Jackson Dart. And he failed in that. But, you know, my understanding is they were having a conversation after they lost in the big comeback win to Denver, when they lost that after giving up, they were up 18, 19 points or whatever it was. They were about to fire Brian on the plane on the way home and cooler heads prevailed. And then, you know, you give up this 10-point lead to Chicago and the rest is history. So, I don't know that it was the right move, but, you know, who knows? Maybe they like Kafka. Maybe there's a young, you know, offensive coordinator that is a hot ticket. Maybe it's Brady in Buffalo, whoever. Maybe it's Kafka. Maybe they really like Kafka. I don't know. But, you know, I get that this is a not-for-long league. I know you get fired. So I like Brian Daboll, and I thought he was doing a good job. So, but, you know, I don't make decisions over there.
Mark, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Stink.
All right, guys. Be well.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joins us every Wednesday at this time. He's the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Again, Mark hosts the Odyssey original Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I asked him, when you talk about the Falcons on your podcast, he could have just stopped me right there.
No.
I don't.
Exactly. Huh?
That's what his answer was.
Let me make up something real quick.
Yeah, you know, I don't. I don't talk about them on that podcast. Why would I? All right. AMA is next. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Three people on hold means we have three phone lines available if you want to get on hold and ask us a question at 404-726-0929. And as always, final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Will is in his truck. Hey, Will.
Hey guys. So listening to your last segment, I don't know anything about the guy, but do you think Daboll would be a better fit than what we have in our current OC?
Thank you, Will.
I mean, I mentioned that yesterday. I was like, yeah. I mean, there's no law, no rule that you can't go get a guy who's been fired and add to your staff. So, yeah, I think Brian Daboll is going to be in high demand for OC, and he's going to be one of those guys where if you're one of these jobs comes open that – you, if you're a head coach, I would try to get him to be my OC.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer the specific fit part. Yeah. I think Brian Daboll is a much more experienced and proven OC than ours, for sure.
Yes.
Like, he's done it a number of different spots, has helped develop some really talented quarterbacks, and has a successful track record doing so. He'll be someone's OC next year or a head coach.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if he immediately goes back to head coaching. Maybe, though. Like, he did a pretty good job. I think it's hard to say. They lost a lot of games.
They were 9. I think they were 10-7 his first year.
Yeah. Won a playoff game.
Yeah. Then ever since then, he's been like 11-30 something.
Yeah. But it's just been like a constant string of quarterback injuries. Yeah. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's.
But you could talk yourself into it if you're a franchise. The biggest thing is what he was talking about with how he used Daniel Jones, Josh Allen, everything. He used them more in quarterback runs to help them.
Right.
You don't do that, Michael.
Yeah, you don't have a quarterback here that wants to run very much. Now, I don't know if Daboll could maybe convince him to run a little bit more. I don't know.
Right.
So, but yeah, somebody's going to hire him and get a really good OC because He is that. Terrell is in Midtown. Hey, Terrell. Terrell? Going, gone. All right. Nate is in Decatur. Hey, Nate.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Nate.
All right, quick question. Rumor has it that if the season don't turn around, everybody's getting fired. Do you guys see a scenario where just the coaching staff gets fired and Terry stays? And if so, who do you guys think is the top candidate for the job?
What rumor? Facebook?
Yeah.
Hey, at least he's honest. Yep.
You know how it goes. Everybody said everybody got to go. But they're putting this team together. We got the sorriest, most talented team in the NFL right now.
There you go,
Nate. A rumor on Facebook.
That's not really a rumor so much as it is a narrative, maybe.
I ain't even thinking about that, Nate.
I have a scenario in which no one gets fired.
Yeah, where they win.
And if
the bottom falls out, okay, and they got to bring the new coach and a new general manager and all those different things. Just know that the defensive coordinator is not coming back.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like last time?
The defense played better.
Remember last time?
Yeah.
Who was it? I forget. Oh, Nielsen.
Nielsen, yeah.
We got to keep Nielsen.
Yeah.
No, they fired everybody.
I just want to put that out there already, all right? He's gone too now,
yeah.
All right? But no, what I want is for this team to win.
Yeah.
With Raheem as the head coach.
That's the rumor on this show.
Yeah.
The rumor is we hope they win. Nobody gets fired. Yeah, all right. Corey's in Griffin. Hey, Corey.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Okay, I got a scenario quick. I don't know. But then we fired a whole organization out there to Washington to see Pennant's quarterback. Mm-hmm. We flew the whole Mercedes-Benz, the co-workers and everybody out there to see this man quarterback. Say we wanted him.
Uh-huh.
So what done happened between seeing we wanted him so bad to where it looked like things done falling off the bottom of the earth? I don't know if it's somebody off the blank ear and say, hey, fellas, we got the quarterback, but we need somebody with some experience to coach this guy. We got a first-year coordinator who learning how to coach himself, trying to coach a first-year quarterback. Mm-hmm. Make it make sense.
Because that wasn't
That's
the plan.
Yeah, no, thank you, Corey.
Corey, because that wasn't the plan.
I can make that make sense.
Yes.
The plan was for Zach Robinson to be coordinating for a 13-year veteran who they paid $100 million to.
Yes.
That was the plan.
That was the plan. That was the ultimate plan for this, and it didn't work.
Nope.
And so that's why they are where they are right now.
Mm-hmm. As far as, like, them believing in Penix and where he is now, I would say what happened is he's played 11 games.
Yeah. Why would they, if you're the Falcons organization, lose faith in your young quarterback? I said it yesterday. Everybody wants a young quarterback until the young quarterback start playing like a young quarterback.
Yep. Everybody wants a young quarterback, but they don't want to go through the process of that quarterback growing.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this, too, because just on the this is not a guarantee from either one of us that he's going to get to a franchise quarterback level.
Yep.
It's also possible that they misevaluated.
It happens.
It happens with quarterbacks all the time. I hope that's not what happened for a lot of different reasons. But, yeah, man, that's what we're watching a young quarterback go through the process of acclimating to the league. Sometimes it looks like this. Oftentimes it looks like this. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, what's up, fellas? Hope y'all having a good day, man. Got two quick ones for you. So if you could take any running backs, either current day or present, you take three of them and take their skills and morph them together to make one running back. Who would them three running backs be and what would the skills be? And seeing as though we should have some money, but we don't have a first round draft pick, who would y'all like to see them go out and get as a receiver next year?
All right, Mo. I love you, Mo. I really do, man. I got a lot of love for you, a lot of respect for you. But we just sat here and told Nate that we didn't want to talk about next year.
Yeah, we're not doing draft.
We just sat there and told two callers before you that we didn't want to talk about next year, Nate.
The rule from 11 to 2.
We're talking about now.
Talk about the draft until
It's all right,
Mo.
Now.
Thank you, Mo. This is just a rule. Just going forward. I know not everybody that listens to the show is listening right this second. So I'll say it a lot of different times. We don't talk about the draft until we know the draft position.
Yes.
Which means the season is over.
Yes.
Right? You don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. Combining all the running back skills together to make a great guy.
Give me Jim Brown.
Okay.
Give me Barry Sanders. And give me Eric Dickerson.
All right.
Power, agility, breakaway speed.
Total them up.
There you go.
Put them together. There you have it.
A mutant.
Ken is in Augusta. Hey,
Ken.
So to stay on point, to make sure we're talking about this year.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
We gave Arthur Smith 3 years with no quarterback, no defense, no nothing,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And we got him out of here.
Yep, that's right.
What has Raheem showed with two quarterbacks, first-round picks all over the offense, mm-hmm. and a defense that's playing damn good?
Yep.
Now hang up.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, nothing.
Yes.
Like, there's a, if, like you said earlier, if the season ended today, the Chiefs wouldn't make the playoffs. If the season ended today, everyone would get fired, right?
That's it.
I mean, they're 11-15 in 2 years.
Yeah.
You don't get to do that.
You don't get to do that. But the season's not over.
Like I said to Randy, the season's not over.
It's not over.
Hopefully, you know, you got nine left.
Yeah.
Win a bunch of them.
Win as many as you can.
But yeah, as of right now, no. There's the arguments for this isn't working out are pretty easy to make.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
He's got to make the counter argument in the next nine games.
Yes.
That's what it is.
That's period.
That's what it is.
It's a nine-game season.
Because right now, it's pretty easy to be like, this didn't work, this didn't work, this didn't work, this didn't work, fire him. Yeah. Right?
Yes. But you got a nine. If your Falcons have a nine-game season.
Pretty much.
That's what they have right now.
Pretty
nine
much.
Nine games.
Ray is in McDonough. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Eight.
Love y'all show.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Ray. Love you.
A few points. I don't think Terry Fontenot has done a bad job. I think he's got caught up in some coaching. Go back to coaching again. That undeveloped players like Kyle Pitts. I think he did a great job drafting him. He just has never been had the chance to get developed because of poor coaching. The same thing's going on with Penix right now. I might have made not picked another edge rushers because you had Ford there, and then you had Javon Walker there. But anyway, and then a side note, you know, offensive coordinators, get rid of that fade route when you get in the red zone, unless you have a distinctive height advantage. Okay, I'm going to call in this one.
Okay, Ray, thank you. Look.
What? Get rid of the fade route.
I don't know. Terry Fontenot's 32-45.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. He's the general manager 5 years into his career, and his team hasn't had a winning record
yet.
You
talk about the drafting of the players and all that. Yeah,
sure.
That's fine.
Sure.
This is a result-oriented business.
Yeah, and his record is 32-45.
Exactly.
And he was the general manager that signed Kirk Cousins to a $100 million contract, and he played 13 games.
Thank you.
So,
yes.
Let's not talk about he's doing too good of a job.
Yes. All right. Yes.
And we like Terry. Yep. We like him a lot. Like talking to him, want it to work out. But he would agree with that assessment. He's 32-45. That is a failing score at general manager. And, you know, 5 years is about what you get in that job. So, again, eight games. We said nine. Well, maybe it'll be nine.
Yeah.
If they do good enough in the eight games they have left, they'll get a ninth one.
There we go.
There you go.
All right.
We're speaking it into existence. Jim is in Midtown. Hey, Jim.
Hey. This is Jim.
Hey, Jim.
There's a basic problem in both college and National Football League is like 90% of offensive coordinators are all the same. They all like run 95% of their plays out of the shotgun. And the shotgun is functional for certain plays, but play action pass, dysfunctional. No trap plays. Counter plays, dysfunctional out of the shotgun. You've got L.A. Rams. They mix it up. You got Matt Stafford. He takes it under center, like at least maybe 50% of the time. He's hiding the ball on play action pass. Nobody, you know, the linebackers can't see. They're not moving. And everybody's talking about what a bad passer Penix is. Well, when you're a target for the defense and you're standing still in a little like pocket in the shotgun, those defensive linemen that are rushing, they stick their hands up, and you got to throw it through a fence. And so you can't throw it to the receiver. You got to throw it behind them, or you got to pick your passing alley.
Okay.
When you don't have to.
I'm like, is Jim teaching us something?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Like, are you trying to teach?
The offensive coordinator that we have, though, did come from the team that you referenced as one that you like.
Yes.
So you can at least understand why they hired him from there, right? Like, if that's the criteria.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, I mean, everything's a shot. I'm with Jim in a certain way. I hate shotgun. I hate runs out of the shotgun. I hate short yardage in the gun. I hate it all. Mm-hmm. But that's what they're teaching from the lower grades. These kids, they never under center. That's why offensive linemen don't know how to get a damn three-point stance until they get to the NFL.
I would just say this, though. But, like, although that, yeah, sure. But, like, some teams do that and succeed at it. Yeah. And some teams don't.
The Falcons have had success doing that.
Sure.
Yes.
Like, 95% of offenses just will go on Jim's stats. I don't know if they're accurate or not, but whatever. We'll go with what Jim's saying. 95% of offenses are the same. Well, some of them are really effective. Like, some of, like, again, the Rams offense that you're talking about, that's the guy, like, the whole NFL is populated by his coaching tree right now, as far as offensive coordinators go.
But
some people are just really good at being offensive coordinators, and some people may not be.
But the thing with him, with the, going back to what Jim said, is that, and going back to what Spink said, they changed.
Oh, sure. Of course.
That's all.
Of course, because personnel has changed.
Yes, exactly.
They've evolved.
They've evolved.
Yeah.
Have they evolved here?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My takeaway comes away from something Andy was talking about. The Hawks have put out their new uniforms, and I just found out that Atlanta is a state.
Nothing better than a press release about a new jersey. It's a nice-looking one. Randy's getting real into vests and wine lately, which is exciting for all of us.
I just said wine. All right.
That's because he's a professional radio guy.
Yes.
You know, he has 401k and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't wander down the field by yourself, or you might get ear-holed.
It's a possibility.
Nothing says highbrow like Starburst and rosé. If your tongue can touch your nose, you aren't welcome here. And if you have a third chin, it's obviously for catching gravy.
Yeah, man.
None of us are going to say the other one, huh? All right. I guess we'll let it slide. Talk to you tomorrow at 11. See ya.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.